Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after giving Iman, the biggest treasure, that the people of Iman, they have belief. And then after bringing about Iman, Allah ta'ala has mentioned in the whole of the Qur'an, a summary, the main message, that what the people of Iman have. That through hadith and through different methods, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Qur'an, the main element and the main factor that the people of Iman possess. Very easily and in a brief manner, Allah ta'ala mentioned, وَأَتِيُوا اللَّهِ وَأَتِيُوا الرَّسُولِ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزٌ عَظِيمًا. The whole Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has summarized this many times over, that if you people of Iman want to be successful in the Akhirah and in the Dunya, then you will have to implement these actions. Ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasul. Allah Ta'ala's orders, Allah's commandments, Allah's ahkams in the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will explain Allah's ahkams, orders, he will demonstrate them, implement them. They will come to you in the form of hadith and those to demonstrate them and explain it in more detail. There were more than 100,000 Sahaba, noble companions, who will implement them practically and write it down for you, record it for you. So alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has made it very plain and simple. And Allah said that this deen will continue in this way. At that time there was no printing press, there was no printing material, there was no computer system, no typing, no printing. But alhamdulillah, every single action of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has arrived to us, reached us, and will continue until Qiyamah. Even to this extent, that if you are sat down and Rasulullah was sitting down and he raised his finger, the Sahaba Ikram noted this, that we were sat down and Rasulullah was present, and while he was speaking, he raised his hand like this or his finger like this, and this became deen because the Prophet did it. And to the extent we see that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was walking, his blessed body, it touched a boulder or a rock, maybe like a common action. And so many centuries have passed. And does anybody remember anyone else that somebody did this? Okay. And many Nabis, forget before the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, many other prophets passed, but their history wasn't recorded like this. So there's an objective. So Rasulullah Sallam passed by a place, and we realize where that place is, and the Sahaba Ikram repeated the action of, why are you doing this? Because we were with Rasulullah, we saw that he passed and his blessed body touched this boulder or rock, so we are doing the same thing. So this is the deen. Why did it happen? For this reason, that in the Akhirah, because our accounting and reckoning will be based on this principle of imitating Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, obeying Allah via obedience and imitating the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So how many times have we repeated this? So we'll gup and shup and discussions and gossip and conferences. All of this is a waste of time. Is there anything in this? Yes, in the whole Quran, the pious predecessors have summarized the whole Quran, that the summary of the whole Quran is based on two things. Ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasul. And if you've done this, فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. Jannah is waiting for you, paradise is waiting for you, palaces are waiting for you. Step forth. Step forth. So we don't want to do this, but we want paradise. Yes? Make us do everything else, wasteful activities, we're prepared to do them. Make us do anything, have gatherings and conferences and other actions, futile, wasteful activities, make food and this and that. But we don't come towards the crux of the deen, the focal point of the deen. Okay, then further, that Allah Ta'ala has given us this as the practice of the deen. Ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasul. That how are they doing this? How should we practice the deen? So to implement this, Allah Ta'ala has given us a great amal, a great means and a resource for us to implement this. And from that amal, from that source, from that deed, we can get ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasul. Apart from that, we can't get it. What is that? That if I want to do amal, that today I have intended that I want to implement and practice Ati'u Allah wa Ati'u Rasul. What should I do? Which amal shall I do? Which way shall I go? What path shall I take? Yeah, this is the point, isn't it? So the question mark arises. How shall I do Ati'u Allah wa Ati'u Rasul? Okay, fine, I've accepted Allah. that I want to obey you, Allah, and I want to obey Rasulullah, so I'm ready, I'm prepared. Where shall I go now? What shall I do physically? How do I know that I'm practicing Ati'ullah wa Ati'ur Rasul? So Allah Ta'ala has given us the answer for this, the solution. And apart from that, there's no other way. Just one way through which we can attain this manzil, this destination. Shall I tell you? The Quran tells us. Will you be prepared? Inshallah. Yes, that's why we sat here. We've come for this reason. That's why we come here. That after praying salah, everyone's gone. They've got the thawab. They're sitting at home, looking at things. So why we sat here? Why we remained? For this reason, because Allah's rahmah, mercy is spreading. That there are very few days in the world left, and you're having medicine for no use, and you're about to come to me. Allah says, so I want that. I don't want to give you any difficulty. I want to save you from the fire of Jahannam, the azab, the punishment of the grave, from the difficulty of death. I want you to enter into Jannah smiling, laughing. I swear by Allah. I swear by Rabbi Qaba. That's why Allah Ta'ala has seated us here. There's no other objective. Allah Ta'ala knows my heart. I haven't come here to discuss business or collecting money or ask you for charity or to make you a murid, or nor have I come to become a peer. Allah knows the hearts, isn't it? Yes. Or if I spread my blanket out, okay, I'm a peer, put money into this. Is this what's happening? I've come with my sadness, with my pain, and you've come with your pain, and Allah is the one who's listening. Allah Ta'ala is witnessing this. So remember this, when you come to this majlis, have one concern. One concern. Allah, please forgive us. Allah, please forgive us. Allah, become happy with us. Allah, become happy with us. So that when we leave here, we leave with your rada, with your pleasure. And that's the intention we should have. And we should have no other intention for coming to this majlis. And that's why I speak like this. I don't look left and right and come off track. We will speak according to Quran and Hadith. You understand what I'm saying? So we need to solve this question today with the fadl of Allah. Allah's rahmah is coming. The blessed month is about to go. What's the day today of Rabiul Awwal, mashallah? And in this month, if we succeed, then will we lose anything? Of course we won't, isn't it, brothers? Okay. So, for example, today, the person who's off track and on the wrong path, if he comes onto the path, then it's a beautiful result. So today we need to prepare, because there's one source to success. The rest, all other paths are shaitani. Oh, come, I'll tell you. If someone says to you, I'll tell you how to practice, and I'll tell you how to follow Rasulullah, etc., to obey Rasulullah and Allah, they all are wrong. Let's see which is the path that Allah has given. Because whatever Allah Ta'ala has given, is easy, isn't it, brothers? Was it hard? It was the easiest way. So Allah Ta'ala said, okay, I'm giving you one path. Take that one path with strength. Don't leave it. Whatever happens, be steadfast on that path and take the path in such a way that it should, you should embrace it and you should clench in your face, and that is Qur'an-i Hakim. Say loudly, Subhanallah. This kitab that everyone reads and it's printed and distributed around the whole world, this is Qur'an, isn't it? That if we look at all the different books that are published in bookshops, etc., and we look at the Qur'an is printed in many different styles and colors, in Arabic, and we have translation Gujarati, we have Hufad, they have Qur'an in their hearts, and children are memorizing Qur'an, someone's reading Qur'an here, at home, people reading Qur'an, in the masjids Qur'an, in your pockets are Qur'an, in your phones there is Qur'an, isn't it? Qur'an and Qur'an, so much Qur'an. Why has the Qur'an been published and printed so much? For this reason, because this is one resource through which we can attain Ati'ullah wa Ati'ur Rasul. No other way. So take hold of the Quran with firmness. This is the rope of Allah. Grab hold of it. Don't leave it. And whoever has taken hold of the Quran, alhamdulillah, this source, Hazrat Uthman, Jami'ul Quran, his title, famous hadith that we hear regularly, that the whole universe, there are big personalities, etc., but the best person is he who has learnt the Qur'an and has taught the Qur'an. Say Subhanallah. What a great fact. Because the deen is based on this. This is the deen. The summary of the deen, the Qur'an. The Qur'an teaches us. The Qur'an is deen. It is the total deen, the Qur'an. So whoever, after bringing about iman, has a connection with the Qur'an and strengthens his or her connection with the Qur'an, the more your connection is made stronger with the Qur'an, it is strengthened, the connection, alhamdulillah, in the same way, alhamdulillah, that person will enjoy Ati'ullah wa Ati'ur Rasul. Yes? And his life will be ajeeb and unique. That we need to have a connection for this. There are different types of connections. So we see that a person who has the Qur'an, if he remembers it, there's a connection. If he looks at it, there's a connection. If you touch it, there's a connection. If there's hifz, there's a connection. If you do tafsir, there's a connection. If you write the Qur'an, there's a connection. If you print the Qur'an, there's a connection. If you kiss the Qur'an, there's a connection. If you embrace the Qur'an with your chest, there's a connection with the Qur'an. Everything, looking, touching, remembering, printing, memorizing, everything, all these actions make a person connected with the Qur'an. There are many different ways of connecting with the Qur'an. Do you understand what I'm saying? Shall we continue forward? But the question arises, my friends, the question arises, ishkal, that we have a link, isn't it? We have a link. We are all reading the Qur'an, we're touching, we're becoming hafidh and alim, we're reciting the Qur'an, they are qari, and we enjoy it, everything. There's a link. So then what is this point? That despite this connection, our lives are not connected to the Qur'an, our salah is not to the Qur'an, our akhlaq is not to the Qur'an, our home is not reflecting the Qur'an, our children are not following the Qur'an, our business is not reflecting the Qur'an, our links and relationships are not reflecting the Qur'an. Nothing in our life is connected to the Qur'an, the guidance of the Qur'an, majority, commonly. So then what connection do we have? But Allah Ta'ala said that yes, if Allah Ta'ala said it, so then Allah is correct. Obviously. So the question arises, Hafiz Sahib is sat here, he has a link with the Quran. The Alim Sahib is sat, he's got a connection with the Quran. Somebody recites the Quran, he has a link with the Quran. Everyone has a connection somehow. Someone reading 5 juz, some 15 juz, some 10. Somebody's reading in 3 days, he finishes the Quran. There are people like this as well. But despite having all of this, that despite having this link with the Quran, that we cannot see the life of Atiullah wa Atiur Rasul. There's not this Quran, Salah based on the Quran, not a character based on the Quran. That is the Quran lying, teachers lying, and backbiting, just lying. Allah's Nabi said that a person who lies, he is not a person on the deen. To lie, to deceive, to do hasad, to not be merciful with people, to swear, the mother take the father of the house, to be angry with the sisters, and to be deceitful and to lie in business, all the life, and we got the Quran in our hands, and we say we have a link, strong link with the Quran. So tell me, brothers, I don't understand this. There's a contradiction here. Isn't this a question, my friends? Do you understand what I'm saying? So what answer will we give to this point, to this gap? What kind of link is this with the Quran? The Hafidh has got the Quran in his heart, and the Adhan is being called, and he's not coming to pray Salah. Imagine, you see this and I see this. Yes, we are lying down, the Quran, there's tafsir, and there's teaching, and he doesn't open his eyes in the morning, he's not praying Fajr. Okay, we'll just pray at home, sleeping. Let's go to every house, and the alims are sat down. How many people come to Fajr? Yes, such a big masjid we have. And such a big masjid, I remember a masjid, there was a gathering in this masjid, 7,000 people came to this masjid. Yes, some years ago. There's place, there's room here. And that was that just for one day? In reality, if we have a link with the Qur'an, then this masjid should be full from morning until evening. That there are so many people in this town. They're not deceased, are they? But Allah Ta'ala said they're all deceased. Because they don't have a link. They don't have the link. Allahu Akbar. Yes, we don't have a link Atiyu Allah. We don't have the link Atiyu Rasul. If we the link with Atiyu Rasul, we don't have the beard, we don't have the appearance, nothing. We say that we are going into paradise because we are implementing Atiyu Rasul, because we're reading the Quran. We need to justify that this is the reality of life. We justify other things in life. We measure things, we have measurement gauges, we have formulas. Today we're in the day of science and technology. Every part of the body is looked at. Why is there no balance here? Why is there something lacking here? Why is there deficiency here? Is the pulse lacking? Something missing in the stomach? So why don't we look here? The what's Allah Ta'ala saying about the connection with Islam? And we are in this deception that we think we have a link with the Quran. I've read 10 juz or 10 pages and I'm forgiven. No, my heart does not accept this. Am I right or am I wrong? So that we can progress. Do you accept what I'm saying? So what's the answer for this point? There's a question that arises. That what type of Muslim are we? What type of Muslims are we? That masjid is probably crying when it sees us. What was he before and look at him now? He's touching the Quran, kissing it. And then he goes out of the masjid and he's against the Quran. His life's against the Quran. Oh, it's okay, no problem, leave it. We can do this, everyone does it. Yeah, he's looking around and justifying. He was something else in the masjid. And what's happened to him now? He suddenly changed. Oh Muslims, think, we need to think, where are we? We need to think, where are we? Subhanallah. So this is the link. So what we realize is that this is not the link or the connection that we have with the Quran. We cannot be connected to the Quran by reading it, by doing tafsir commentary. That's not based a link to the Quran. If we explain hadith with the Quranic verses, there's no link. There's another connection that the Quran is requesting or stating. What we think is that we're connected with the Quran, that is not in reality the connection with the Quran. If it was the connection with the Quran, then every man who has the Quran in his heart, every man who reads the Quran, everyone who reads the juz of the Quran, then he should be the ashik of Atiullah wa Atiur Rasul, his total life. And listen to this additionally, that Allah Ta'ala doesn't want part deen. Ya ayyuhalladhina, Allah says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. That Allah says, Fisilmi kaffa. I want total observance of deen. No, I'll do a little bit and leave this. I prayed salah in the morning. Okay, I did Hajj some years back. Or I did this action. Those three, four actions we keep showing to people, repeating, and then we do other things that are wrong. What difference does it make? Allah says, this is not my deen. These few actions or pillars of the deen that you implement, you will not attain nothing from this. You are destroying your life. Why are you living the life of deception? Allah says, I want you to come totally 100% on the path of the deen. Atiullah wa atiur Rasul. Why are you living the life of deception? Who is playing against you? Oh, I'll make you forgiven. Oh, you're this now. Oh, you've read Quran. And you've got the understanding of the Quran. And you're a high status person. No. We need to seek that main action that proves we have the connection with Allah and His Rasul. Allah says, if you create that connection, make that connection, then it is impossible that in your life without Atiullah and without Atiur Rasul, you will depart from this world. You cannot imagine this, Allah Ta'ala says. This is Allah's order, Allah's statement. So what we have now realized is that we are somewhere in the wrong. We're in deception or in darkness. We need to understand the real connection with Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What is that? Because everything we think that we're doing, our amal, we are somewhere incorrect. Hazrat Ibn Abbas, radiyallahu anhu, great sahabi, hadith in Mishkat, he laid out this fact of knowledge. He stated that those who've learned the Quran, what is learning the Quran? Those who read the Quran, who do hifz of the Quran, who learn tajweed, or learn tafsir, etc. There are thousands of ways to learn the Quran. Whoever's learned the Quran. And after learning the Quran, he does amal on the Quran, say subhanallah. Yes, now we'll understand. He does what? Amal on the Quran. Then Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that never will he be astray in this world and nor will he be a loser in the hereafter. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So this is the point we need to understand. That the Quran, the connection with the Quran is what? It's not just reading it, not just doing hifz, rather that we have to do amal on the Quran, practice on the Quran, whatever's written in the Quran. Shall we continue further? As Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated a hadith in Mishkat. And Mishkat, we will speak according to Quran hadith. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that what's in the Quran? What's in the Quran? Understand. What did Allah Ta'ala give to us in the Quran? That what Allah Ta'ala has given to us, Allah says, consider halal as halal. Five things from the Quran. Consider lawful as lawful. Consider unlawful as unlawful, haram. If Allah says, this is forbidden, totally is haram. That's it. Stop. Then it's not, you can't go tick, tick, oh, if I can do this, or do this, this could happen, I was forced to do it. Okay, I'll get a fatwa from this person, I'll do this. No, totally not. Totally not. Mufti, if he is in your heart, I'll tell you what the heart, the mufti says. Everyone has a mufti. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us this guidance. Your heart is a mufti. Subhanallah. Yes, there's no complication in the deen. You don't have to run for miles. Consider haram as haram. The mu'min, a believer, his hand will not lift or raise towards haram. Because of haram, he won't even go towards mutashabbihat. The doubtful things, he will not feel like consuming that item. He'll say, no, I cannot do this. That this is how high is Islam. This is a stage that when he goes to a mufti, he has to ask a masla, a doubt. That's a high stage. before the mu'min doesn't need to go to that. He says, better, let me sacrifice this, forget it. I don't need to take this, a doubter, leave it. So the person who's like this, how can he consume haram if he doesn't even put his hand towards doubtful? Only those people go to the muftis who play games, who they want to play tricks and games and do wrong, that will tell me what's the masala. But in the mu'min's mind, this is mashkuk, this doubt is shak. So I don't need to go towards haram then, is it? If I don't even go towards the shakuk, I will not even go towards haram, because it's qiyamah for me, destruction, if I do this. So this is the basis of life. There's a maqsad, he has an objective, that person. So it's stated, so five things in the Quran. Whoever considers halal is halal. If it's written is halal, then the whole world can go to one side. He'll say, this is halal. I cannot leave it. It's a lawful. And haram, if haram has been advertised, then even the whole world says it's okay and there's destruction or there's disaster coming or problems, tragedy. No, no, no. I can't come towards this. This is haram. Consider halal as halal. Consider haram as haram. Two things. Mutashabbihat, to believe in that. Mutashabbihat, to have iman on that. Allegorical things, do you understand? Those ayahs, verses that we cannot understand, Allah and His Rasul knew best their meaning, we don't need to delve into them. Oh, no, 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 this is what this means, and we start debating on them, we start quarreling over them. Was Rasul Nur, Bashar? Was he ghaib? Was he this? Was he that? Was he Bashar like me? Was he Bashar like me? He did this, etc. These quarrels and points, will you be asked these questions on the Day of Judgment? Whatever he was, your job is that you need to do. Did you do amal on his sunnah? No, no, we don't worry about that, but we debate all the other things. So, mutashabihat. Allah says, believe in the mutashabihat. And the next thing is very strong. Allah says that I've revealed the Quran, there's one subject, ati'ullah wa ati'ur rasul. And this subject, to explain you this, I gave you examples of the previous nations, the warnings, the admonishments, the stories, the examples. So take these as a warning, admonishment, ibrat, so you can learn from them and bring those into your life. So this is the amthal, the fourth thing in the Quran. What a beautiful kitab. This is the Quran. Remember this, my brothers, the five things that we learn from the Quran. And this is the maqsad of the Quran. The rest is secondary. Yes, you need to become a hafiz, qari, etc. But when we attain this maqsad, that with this Quran we will do amal, practice, then when you become hafiz, then you will have noor in your life if you're doing amal. If you learn ilm of the Quran, then you'll have noor ala noor in your life. Then the Quran will take you and make you float like the wind. Yes, but if you leave the real objective of the Quran, which is amal of the Quran, and you hide it, then doesn't matter all the other things you do, which Allah gives reward for, hifz, ilm, knowledge, all the other things, reading, Allah says, then those things will be drowned, they will drown, they'll disappear. Because you've left the crux of the deen, which is the amal on the Quran, and you're doing other secondary things. You'll only get the reward on the secondary things when you come to the objective of the deen, that you all your life you considered halal is halal, haram is haram, and allegorical things, and the amthal. So now what you've attained from the Quran due to the amal, Allah says, now I'll give you the ajr, the reward. Do you understand what I'm saying? Okay, so what's the point? The real link with the Quran is what? The real connectivity with the Quran is that you do amal on the Quran, we practice on the Quran. Wa Allah Ta'ala orders us, totally we observe and implement according to Allah's orders in the Quran. Is there anyone who strives today and implements this? Tell me, show me. Take the percentage out, then maybe Jannah will remain empty. Looks like, if we look at today's generation, looks very difficult that people will fill up Jannah. So much we lose hope today, we consider we're so weak and fragile to practice the deen, we've lost all hope. We'll have chickens, we'll give all efforts to get roast chickens and to get riches in the world and to do everything in Ramadan, we'll run around like headless chickens. But the biggest objective of a Muslim to obey Allah's orders and the orders of Rasulullah ﷺ and observe the Sharia and Sunnah, we can't practice, but make us do everything else under the sun, we'll do it. We're prepared to do it. I feel like to slap my own face, that come on, at least understand now, that how will I go like this in the grave? Why am I making a drama with my life? Yes, don't these points pinch us and our hearts? But we get such a solution, then the waswas of shaitan comes, no, you don't need to do this. Oh, it cannot be. Islam's not that hard. You've done enough. You're pious. You're doing good. Totally not. Look in your life, that are we implementing the sunnah of Rasulullah in our life? How much are we observing his sharia? How much do we consider haram as haram? We've included haram in our lives. So much we haven't even thought that, do I think, have I lied today or not? I swear by Allah, we don't even think, after going on our beds, we don't even think that, did I lie? Did I say wrong to anyone today? Did I say incorrect? Did I break somebody's heart today? From my mouth, did I swear at somebody? rebuke somebody? Did I see a woman while she was walking down the road? Totally, we don't think like this, that today we will sit for 15 minutes and analyze. And suddenly I think, no, I'm an alim, I'm a dhakir, I'm pious, I'm muhaddith. And my 10 chamche sidekicks around me, assalamu alaikum Sheikh Saab, assalamu alaikum, how are you? And they don't let me come round to this point that I sit down for 5 minutes and I think about my real position where I'm at the moment. Allah, I'm really, this is what I'm. I mean, I've got a problem situation. Is there anyone who analyzes like this? And we make fake appearances and we make ourselves look like pious in front of others. Will this help us in the hereafter? If we are what we are, then look, has Umar radiallahu anhu, has Abu Bakr Siddiq, they were genuine and sincere. They analyzed themselves. These sahaba, are we greater than them? They used to cry. All night long they used to wake up and they used to cry and they used to take hold of the stone and say, oh stone, you're better than me. Tree, you're better than me. Oh bird, better than me. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu is saying, yes, that there's no human being in the universe who's better than him. So great. The pages of the Quran bear witness, testify to his greatness. The Quranic pages, such a personality that we cannot imagine that he would not be successful. And the whole of the Jamaat of the Sahaba, the whole Jamaat of the Sahaba, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that they all are focused on Abu Bakr Siddiq. Yes, that you are Khalifa, the Rasul, the deputy. Yes, there was no, subhanAllah, sahabi don't understand this, he was direct khalifa from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, direct khalifa. SubhanAllah, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu wasn't direct khalifa, Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu wasn't direct. Wahid, the one personality in the universe, and so humble, sincere, that no one in the universe was born the amount of humility that Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq had. Great status, great personality. And he used to sit in the corner after being free from the day. He said, I have nothing. I am nothing. Aisha, tell me, I'm nothing. What answer will I give to Allah? Drama? No, this is not drama. He was honest. He used to speak to the rocks, stones. His body was shaking. On his face, there were marks of his tears. He's running outside. He used to sat and suddenly run out. Everyone was running after him. Where are you going? He said, this is my hal. I'm worth nothing. I'm worthless. This was his darja of yakin. I'm going to die. I have to go to Allah. I have to answer to Allah. And Allah will say to me, Siddiq, what have you brought to me? And I have nothing to offer. When I say, Allah, my salah was defective. And your salah is defective. I am your Rabb. I know what your salah was like. Tell me, what will be our hal? So at least today, in this day and age, Allah Ta'ala has let us off so much. So much Allah has let us off today. We have such ease that even if we do amal on this today, even if we do amal on this one thing, that before going to our mattress and sleeping, sit on the banks of your side of your bed for 5 minutes, do maraqba, analyze and say, Allah, the mistakes I've made today in the day. Whatever today from the morning until now, the mistakes I've made, my Mawla, I'm very weak. I cannot remember my sins. Allah, I've forgotten my sins already. Allah, you're Kareem. Forgive me. Allah will say, I've forgiven you. Go, my slave or servant, I've forgiven you. Does anyone do this? Do this? No, I'm the best. I've prayed Isha. I'm pious. I don't need to analyze myself. Four or five others said salam to me. I'm so good. And somebody asked me some masala. Mulana sahab, tell me this masala. Or tell me scholar sahab this. Then I become even more big-headed. I'm the best in the world, I think. I'm the best. And I cannot be bad. I cannot be sinful. Why? Because shaitan has made us go to sleep. He's given us an injection. Sleep injection. He's given us an artificial deen on the front. A fake deen. Bas. Oh, that Jummah will be artificial. Watch. That no one has the pain of Jummah. That on this day of Jummah, I want to correct my akhirah. Today I need to go and listen to Imam Sahib. What bayan is he given? What is he saying? I will note that the message that will come to me, I will do amal on this. No one makes this intention. No, I've come, spend the time, a day off, look our watches, let's go forward, backwards, and we've got Jummah. That's it, we've observed Jummah today. Time's passed. At least a man should do this. That at least have a feeling that my ibadah, my worship, all of my case is full of sins. If I go into this point, will start to shake. This is such a beautiful subject in my mind. And inshallah, I will speak about this with you one day. Today, I felt so down that when this subject came into my mind, I was praying Dhuhr Salah. Wallahi, I felt really upset that time. I was leaving the masjid crying that this is where I am. This is where we are. Allah Ta'ala will ask this from man. And I'll tell you this, I will mention this to you, I will share this with you. We are in a lot of danger. And deen is very easy. Why is it easy? Because Allah Ta'ala said that you come towards me, take steps towards me, my rahmah is with you. Allah says you cannot achieve without my mercy. This is the condition. Allah says at least step forth, come towards me. If I don't help you, then tell me. Allah says I'm with those who ask from me. I'm with you, Allah Ta'ala says. If you ask from me, if you ask for my assistance, condition. But we don't even step towards Allah. We're weak. Allah says, I know you are weak. I know you are sinful. If you say today you want to leave haram, Allah says, see how I create the means for you to leave haram. Alhamdulillah, I'll give you greater rizq than that. I'll give you greater wealth than that. We're afraid if this haram goes, how will I eat? I've ordered the car and I'm used to now have this. Whatever it is. All haram, Allah says, I will eliminate for you. And say, Allah, I want to eliminate haram. I want to live the life according to Quran. The 25, 30 years I've eaten, taken people's money, done fraud and lied to people. Come into the court of Allah, Allah say, Allah, forgive my sins. I want to start a new lease of Allah. I swear by Allah, all of that mal, the money you consumed, I will wipe it away. Shh. Clean slate. Not just this. Rather, Allah will say, come, angels, let's rejoice today. Let's celebrate today. Then there's a celebration. Allah Ta'ala celebrates with angels. Why? This servant of mine today, he has made the relationship with me. He's mended the relationship. We say, Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Then we have a value, a price tag from that day. So what's this celebration? Allah says, quiet, quiet. Allah's happy today. The angels say, Allah, why are you happy? I've made relationship with. He was an old friend of Allah. He wasn't coming on the path. And today he's made up with Allah. He's made of Allah. Look how great is the deen of Islam. Let's come to the point again. Let's come to this. What's the masla? What's the point in question? What's the link? What this means is that the real link of the Quran we have with the Quran has ended. There's a secondary link that we think we have. And we are all monkeys and animals. We are in danger. We're living the life of animals. This is what we're discussing today. So what's the reason for this? Because the real, we haven't come to the crux of the matter. Why don't we do amal on the Quran? Why haven't we come to Atiur Rasul? The Quran explains to us, the Quran. Afala tatadabbarul Quran, Allah Ta'ala says. That there's a reason, I'll explain to you, that why has the relationship or your connection with the Quran ended? Allah explains to us, there's a reason for this. That what you consider as the connection with the Quran, what you consider as Atiullah wa Atiur Rasul, this will not take you towards obeying Allah and His Rasul. This is just thawab. The action that will take you to Allah's obedience and the obedience of Rasulullah, what is that action? What is that connection? Allah says, Subhanallah. What is that action? That Quran, the book of Allah, the with your heart, with the purity of heart, have total connection, have total focus, and have total concentration and a strong link with the Quran. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'll explain further so you understand. Allah Ta'ala says that these are secondary things, your actions you do for thawab. But that link and connection that will give you Atiullah wa Atiur Rasul, it won't be your bodily relationship with the Quran. It will be your heart's connection with the Quran. That that time when you read the Quran, then your Quran, your tongue, your eyes should not receive Quran. Your heart should receive the Quran. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. The tadabbarul Quran, this is what it means. The verse will tell you this, that this is what this means. The verse will explain it in detail. That me and you, when we read the Quran, Allah says you don't have a link with the Quran in your heart, with your eyes, with your understanding in mind. Allah says the Quran is spiritual and nothing in the world can understand the spirituality of the Quran. Jibreel couldn't understand that. How can you understand? He was the one who brought the Quran. Allah knows best, Allah's Rasul knows best the taste of the Quran. Subhanallah, say Subhanallah. So what do you know? What is the enjoyment of the Quran? So Allah says that you can understand. Your tongues will recite, your eyes will look. But the Quran in the world, the physical link, this is not the real connection with the Quran. Allah says the connection with the Quran should be that you read the Quran and your heart should be shaking. Aha. And listen to this masala as well. That the Quran, to understand it or to read it isn't that whoever knows Arabic, he can read the Quran. Whoever's learned Arabic, he knows Quran. Whoever's got ilm and knowledge and madrasas, he knows Quran. Only he can learn Quran. No. The Quran cannot be learnt. We cannot understand the Quran. Because the Quran only the heart reads, the heart learns, and the heart prefers. So you read the Quran with the heart. Me, I can show you, demonstrate to you. Thousands of examples are present. Allahu Akbar. That the Quran, that it is understood by the heart. The heart reads the Quran. The heart understands the Quran. Remember this point, I'm repeating it time and time again. Many walis of Allah who've passed, they didn't know Arabic, they didn't know a grammar, they weren't educated, they didn't know Arabic. Subhanallah, when they read the verse of the Quran, then their heart would split. Subhanallah, let's continue further. They were the walis of Allah, Muslims. I have seen in my life various people become Muslims. Become Muslims. What did they know? That what's written here, what's present here. I'll give you examples from my life. Person comes, he sits down. Yes, yeah, John or Jim, he doesn't know anything about Islam. And he's given dawah about Islam. He comes, he sits, and he knows nothing about the deen. The Quran is recited in front of him. Keep on reading the Quran, and he starts to practice the deen. That what do you understand from the Quran? He says, I don't understand the words, but so much enjoyment is there in this recitation that the Quran you read, I swear by Allah, I started to remember Allah, he says that person. Please give me shahada. Tell me how can I become Muslim. So tell me, what did he understand from the Quran? Then listen further. Even with you, many times over it will have happened. We don't know tafsir, we don't know Arabic, we have no ilm, no knowledge that we can understand the grammar. But sometimes when somebody is reading Quran, the person who's reading doesn't know how much he's reciting with beauty. But the person listening behind is crying when he's hearing the Quran. Subhanallah. So what has he seen in the Quran? What's he understood from whose event or what's being mentioned by his heart is shaking. Many times their tears are crying and the shirts are wet and the glasses are wet with the Quran. So what we realize that you don't read the Quran with Arabic nor with grammar. No, we read the Quran with another language, in another way. So what is the reality? Is that we don't have the qalb that can receive the Qur'an today, that can absorb the Qur'an. So our link will not be made. Say subhanallah. Subhanallah. Do you understand? Do you understand the disease? Yes. So we think that we read the Qur'an and there's a link with the Qur'an. So if there's a link, then show the amal of Atiullah wa the Rasul. But the person whose heart reads the Qur'an and the person whose heart listens to the Qur'an, I swear by Allah, he reads the verse, he does tawbah, and he implements the verse 1 that the Quran's given this hukum. How can I leave this? I can't reject this. After today, I will never reject this. His heart trembles and shakes. And automatically the Quran comes into his heart. And this is called making a link with the Quran. So, we don't have a link due to this. I've kissed the Quran, I've got ilm, etc. That when you have the link, the taluk, that will be due to one reason, that when yours and my heart starts to receive the Quran. Tatadabbarul Quran. One hour. Focus and attention from our heart is attached to the Quran. Am I wrong or am I right? The Quran explains further. Allah says, Am ala qulubim aqfaluha, Allah Ta'ala says. That the reason here is that your hearts, they don't absorb the Quran. They're not received in the Quran. Their hearts don't read the Quran. They don't understand the Quran. Why? For this reason, Allah says, for which reason? That your hearts, on them, the padlocks are placed on your hearts. The padlocks. They are sealed. So we now to look into ourselves and see that if in our life there's no Atiullah wa Ati Rasul, in our house there's loss. Allah's Nabi said, I came to destroy the musical instruments and the fitnas, and we have all of this. We have Hajj and Quran and Tabligh, all of these, and all the other actions. The unlawful actions I've just mentioned, they are happening as well. This is not life. So the message of the Quran is, the reason for this is you don't have the link with the Quran for this reason. Because your heart, there's a padlock on your heart. It is sealed. And the previous verse before that, Allah said, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ. That those people whose hearts have padlocks on their hearts, Allah says, what does Allah Ta'ala do? The لَعْنَةُ. Allah Ta'ala says, I make them distant from my rahmah, from my mercy. They've gone very far from my mercy. They have become off track, misguided. Allah says, to this end that their eyes are blind, they won't understand the Quran, they cannot read the Quran, they cannot understand it, nor can they see it. Why? Because their hearts are blind. Allahu Akbar. Their hearts are blind. And this is a very clear message. The person who doesn't do amal on this Quran, he's blind, he's misguided, and there's a strong padlock placed on his heart that he can never practice the Quran. So this is the Quran. Doesn't a person shake when the Quran, he understands it, wants to practice it? This is what the Quran is saying. So what shall we do? Allah Ta'ala, these padlocks, the seals, they are too strong. Obviously, in my life, there's no Atiullah wa Atiur Rasul. I've got haram and halal, and I'm rejecting halal, and I'm embracing haram. What I don't like, I leave. and what I like, etc., which is wrong. I embrace Allah, this libas I'm wearing. What Hazrat Adam alayhi salam was sent to the world, and he was given the libas of taqwa. So do we have the libas of taqwa? Say subhanallah. Then, so Allah says that I've given you the libas of taqwa. Allahu Akbar. This is our life. And time for death has come very close. So let's promise to Allah. So Allah Ta'ala give us a solution. Do we want to unlock the padlocks, brothers? We want to unlock the padlocks? That padlock hasn't unlocked. And and the success will come. He has even started to unlock, success will come. Listen, you cannot do amal on the Quran unless you unlock the padlock of your heart. And when the lock will unlock on your heart, the Quran will go into your heart. And then, subhanAllah, you'll be trembling like the fish when you hear the words of the Quran. This is the effect of the Quran, my friends. I swear by Allah, those who hear the Quran by their hearts, who read the Quran from their hearts, I swear by Allah, all night long, they are immersed in the enjoyment of the Quran. Yes, we think that all night long, how comes he reads Quran all day long? All night long, how comes he's crying all night long? But he's got so much enjoyment from reading the Quran and reciting the Quran. Why? Because in the whole universe, Allah and His Rasul Sallam, only there's Quran left and nothing else is left. Yes, afdalu dhikr, everything is in the Quran. The enjoyment of the Quran, we can understand this reality. Just like the rest of the realities we'll see in Jannah. My brothers, the reality of the Quran, when we'll see in Jannah, we'll see what is the enjoyment of the Quran. Yes, a very great, great fact, the Quran. I swear by Allah, we've not tasted the Quran. If we want to taste the Quran, Allah will give it in the dunya. As Umar radiyallahu anhu said that, oh people, oh my friends, listen, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to my friends, what did Hazrat Umar radiyallahu anhu say? That you are sitting and reading the Quran, but you aren't doing amal according to the Quran. Remember, if you read the Quran, then the angels have been appointed that they will keep on sending curses on you. Those people who start reading the Quran, they keep on reading the Quran. Who's saying this? Hazrat Umar radiyallahu anhu. At that time, as long that hafiz, that qari, that person who's reciting the Quran, today they recite so melodiously, and there are people in gatherings of thousands, and their appearance is against the shara and the sunnah, and the people are rejoicing in that gathering. Why? Because he's got a melodious voice, shaitani voice. This is all what? A test. Whenever you want to see who's right and wrong, whenever there's a gathering of personalities, first and foremost, look at that person. That is his appearance according to the sharia and sunnah? Can we sit in this gathering? If he's not according to the Shara Sunnah, that's why if there's hundreds of thousands of people there praising him, announcements, adverts, I swear by Allah, only that person is successful who turns his back and leaves. Assalamu alaikum, I leave this gathering, I don't sit here. Allahu Akbar. Do you understand? My words are sometimes bitter, but according to the hereafter, they're very sweet indeed. Subhanallah, very sweet indeed. Nobody understands today what I say. Many people get upset and unhappy, but I'm telling you the truth and the reality. What is that talawat? What's that recitation? What surah Rahman is he reciting? What is it? Surah Jadu, magic of the voice. He's deceiving the people of the world. And those who are listening, they make the face like him and like him. He was reciting the Quran. His face was like this. If I don't grow the beard, what difference does it make? Then he becomes a dalil for thousands of sinful people. He becomes dalil. But no one dares to leave that place. Get up. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Leave that gathering. That's such a big sin. That he's reciting Quran and he's disrespecting the Quran. So Hazrat Umar radhiyallahu anhu said that as long as he reads the Quran and he's in that majlis, in that gathering, the whole gathering and that person reading the Quran, the angels of Allah, they send lanat, curse on that person. Curse. Why? Why? And on the other side, there's a gathering of the angels that when a person is doing amal on the Quran, and he does amal on the words of Quran, he says halal and halal and as haram, and he lives a life according to that. Soon as he starts to recite Quran, the doors of Jannah open, and for him the angels do dua for him, they start praying for him, and Allah starts to accept that person's actions. Subhanallah. So the difference here is in practicing on the Quran and by not practicing the Quran. There are two opposite groups of people. And the people who don't do amal on the Quran, what's the reason for this? The Quran says that there are padlocks on their hearts. There are seals on their hearts. Strong seals. So unlock the padlock. Say subhanallah. So let's go now to the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Rasulullah sallam, we've come to you. Oh, your ummatis, please unlock a padlock. So I say subhanallah. Yes, where else should we go for the solution? Let's go towards Medina. Towards Makkah. The people of Makkah, they said that I've told you, now go and look. If you want to unlock the padlock, then go to Medina to unlock the padlocks. to unseal the heart. So Rasulullah said, the 1400 years before I told you the message of how to unlock the padlocks. So why don't you understand? 1400 years ago I told you the message how to unlock the hearts. That I raised my hands and told you du'as that unlock the hearts. The padlocks, the day and age will come. There will be padlocks on your hearts. And you will be far from my Quran. You will come far from my Sunnah. You will forget my orders. That's why I'm telling you today, Ummati, not just to the Sahaba, they were great. They were great. Today I'm telling you, Ummatis, what am I telling you? That, what's the du'a? That, oh Allah, unlock our hearts by the dhikr of Allah. Oh Allah, when there are padlocks on our hearts, please give us your grace and your blessings with your dhikr. Unlock the padlocks on our hearts. Subhanallah. Is this not the way? Is this not the method? This is the dhikr of Allah that we do. Or is it magic that we're doing? Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave us the message that when the padlocks are locked in your heart and they're screwed hard and we don't have the sign of the Quran, we'll read it a lot, we'll kiss it, we'll understand it, we'll do so much, but we won't do amal on the Quran. When this day and age comes and realize that there is darkness on your heart, the padlocks on your heart, then run to the Wali Allah, the Shaykh, my friend Allah says, a great friend of Allah, and go to the Wali and sit in his gathering and with kathir and abundance start to do the dhikr of Allah. You'll continue to do dhikr and my Rabb will continue to unlock the padlocks on your heart. And today this is the case, I swear by Allah. I swear by Allah, Rabb of the Kaaba. That's why there's difference in the two people. Those who do dhikr a lot, they do amal on the sunnah. Yes, and they have the understanding of the sunnah. Their shame arises, their beards come out, their libas is pure, their faces change. You will never see when they start to consume haram, they'll shake and they will feel that there's azab, there's a problem in my life, that this is riba. Quran is haq, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam words are haq. This is wrong, I cannot consume this. They will tremble tomorrow, they will regret tomorrow, they will cry tomorrow. Those people who did not go to the company of the Wali Allah and they did not embrace the deen and they did not unlock the padlocks on their hearts. My brothers, though fortunate are those people in this day and age, those who go to the company of the Wali Allah, take his hand and they make their hearts illuminated with the dhikr of Allah. We'll realize tomorrow, as a Shaykh said this, that tomorrow we'll realize the people of the Khanka, what they looted and took to thereafter. These are the words of Hazrat Shaykh, read them. I'm not saying this, that tomorrow you will see what the people of the Khanka looted from this world. So have our eyes open or not now? That we've got padlocks, then put the key in the padlock, go to the Wali Allah, say, Hazrat, teach me dhikr. And we'll do kathir and dhikr. Okay, padlocks are so strong that we will not succeed by a little bit of dhikr. That's why Allah Ta'ala says, dhikran kathiran kathira. That there's no limit. There's no limit because your padlocks are very big and rusty and solid and it's hard to unlock them. So it's better, whatever your shaykh prescribes, do dhikr according to that. Allah says, I'll give you the majlis. I will establish the gatherings. Allah Ta'ala has announced, don't worry about the gatherings. Wherever you go and live, dhikr will come to you. The majlis, the gatherings of dhikr, to establish them is my duty, Allah says, and it's your duty to attend those majlis. This is no person's father can dare to sit in a masjid like this and do dhikr in the morning. Can we dare to do this? Is it our achievement? Can anyone dare the whole week? There are majalis in different masajid, different masjids. Can we dare to establish these? Can anyone's father dare to establish these? That via technology, right now, 10,000, 8,000 people in the whole world, men and women, they are listening to the dhikr of Allah. Yes, this is Allah's karam, mercy, rahmah, His favor, not my achievement, not your achievement. Allah says, I prepare to spread my deen. You have courage and come. I'll unlock the doors of Jannah for you, Allah says. So today in this day and age, the dhikr of Allah is essential, desperate. We are living in the age of fitna fasad. This is not the day to argue, to have differences of opinion. Oh, kill him, fight with him, beat him. This is all nonsense. Worry about yourselves and how you're going to get into paradise. That's it. We have no problems with any nation, group, argument, fight. When a person goes to a church or mandir and causes death, astaghfirullah, that's wrong. We need to look at our own lives, that I need to bring Quran and Sunnah into my lives. We don't have arguments with other peoples or nations or tribes or religions. No. We don't have any dispute. We need to look at ourselves. We try to make other people right. We think we are creating others. Islam never teaches us to criticize others, criticize their way of life or their churches or their place of worship, or to astaghfirullah, eliminate them. No. Allah knows best and they know. We need to worry about ourselves. And we are busy criticizing others, focus on others. That you are Muslim and you're worried about others being Muslims. How much a Muslim are you and you're worried about Muslims, the Ummah today, this and that. After today, that if someone has absorbed my words today in their heart and has understood what I'm saying, then remember that start to unlock your padlocks. And as long as your life is not implementing the Sharia and Sunnah, if our homes, families, outside, our wife and children are not on the Sunnah and Sharia, then never consider yourself as successful. This is a deception. I've read this many Quran. I've made my children hufaz. We've done this and that. Everything is a deception. Darkness. That's why Allah Ta'ala said openly, very clearly, Atiyu Allah wa Atiyu Rasul, faqad faza fawzan azima. Whoever has obeyed me and my Rasul, only that person is successful and nobody else. May Allah Ta'ala give me the tawfiq and you all as well. And let's have love with the dhikr of Allah. And let's run towards dhikr. Dhikr doesn't mean that you leave everything else in the deen, leave tabligh, or leave dars, studying, or ilm, or knowledge. No. This dhikr doesn't teach this. Carry on doing what you're doing, your work, your career. Dhikr is your private scenario. It's to unlock your padlocks, and that's the end of story. And whatever else you're doing, continue. Just have a sheikh, have a teacher, select him, go to him. The timings you have, sit with him, go to his company, do dhikr with him, speak. Listen to him, tell him your condition, make him your GP, your spiritual general practitioner, isn't it? A ruhani, spiritual GP. Sit with him, speak to him, explain to him, these sins, they're not going, what shall I do? This sin's not being eliminated, what shall I do? The keys are very strong for my padlocks, I need to unlock them. As long as our life is not implementing Atiyul Rasul and Atiyullah, then we should not be satisfied. We're living the life of deception and we're misguided. That's it. That's why we go to the company of Wali Allah. He's my GP, my doctor. Do my islah. Ya, because Allah Ta'ala has ordered, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqula, qunu ma'a sadiqeen. Allah has ordered us. We've come to you. We like you. We can see that you can cure us, give us solutions. Please tell us, prescribe to us what we should do. And as much as He prescribes and instructs, do it. You'll have to obey the instructions. You have to make the link with the Shaykh. It's essential. And don't be satisfied as long as you don't say completely, Alhamdulillah, my life has started to follow the principle of Sharia. I was given the offer of haram, I left it. Such a time was when a person successfully understands that a big opportunity has come, the doors of haram are open. And it's easy for you to say, no, I don't want this. I cannot do this. And then understand the color of the deen has started to rub off onto you, subhanAllah. I said, the color of the deen has started to rub off onto you. And that's how we'll realize, isn't it? When we're successful, how much am I going towards sunnah, shara, leaving unlawful things and taking lawful things? Then shaitan will come to you and they will say, oh, you'll become poor. It's all right if I become poor. So what? If I was to be rich, I was to go into Jahannam. So it's better I'm poor, so I don't go towards sins. I have no need for this. That's, thank you very much, shaitan, but I have no need for this. Halal, that's all I need. Dry, al-halal, and even if halal, you have dry, subhanAllah, but even then you'll get chickens with the fadl of Allah. You won't die hungry, don't worry about it. No man, every man has so many clothes, I know that until death we don't need to stitch any more clothes. I say this now with a condition. Every one of us has so many garments in our wardrobes, we have so many imamas and clothes and safa and shoes, we have so many, that until death we don't need to buy or make any more. We don't, but we will continue to. So why do we deceive? Why do we take wrong checks? Why do we say, I have no money at home and the checks are coming home? We're drawing the checks, we're happy. Oh look, oh, this £50 came, I went and lied to him, I said I'm poor, I need tax rebate, and I lied and I signed, and the checks started to come. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So how can a person digest this money? I can't understand, how can a person become rich? And he's praying salah, and he goes on tabligh, and we do dhikr with this andufal, we have ilm and knowledge. Why do we attain such a check by lying and we're happy? Such, we have so much money at home, we say I have no money at home, I'm poor, and we're taking for the rent for the house, the benefit, and we're taking the tax rebate and the wife's tax and the benefit for all the members of the family. Fraud. If you have the right for it, fine, take it. If it's rightfully due to you, but we're happy when we unlawfully take it. And we're going on Hajj with that money and on Umrah with that money. I don't know what kind of deen is this? What Islam is this telling me? So do you understand what I'm saying today or not? You understand what I'm saying? Yes. So that's it. So let's change ourselves. Let me change myself. But we cannot be changed as long as we don't do what? We don't obey Allah. Allah Ta'ala said this. Afula, Allah says that you have to reflect on the Quran. There are padlocks on your hearts. There are padlocks on your heart. And to take the padlocks out, what do we need to do? Allah says the black padlocks, rusty, if you don't unlock them, you cannot be corrected. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen.